Hello?
Yeah, Sarah, what's up? It's Rachel. What are you doing? I heard you got kicked out of school.
Yeah, man, but I go centre now, innit?
For real? What's it called?
It's called Yes, like.
Is it cool though, yeah?
Blood is heavy, I can get all my work done in it.
Alright then, I'm gonna give you a call later, yeah? Take care of yourself.
Alright then, blood, see you later, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, this track's dedicated to Yes. Skits to MC. Me, yeah? Yes. Yeah. This is explaining how my school life was. And now I've sorted myself out now. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Me no more, thanks to me, yeah. I'm gonna tell you about myself. I don't go to work and I don't have health. And you should start looking after yourself, cause you wanna be the top kid on the top shelf. And my old school was so swag, didn't do work, so I never wore a bag. And every 10 minutes I went to smoke a fag. And I remember one teacher who used to be like, yo, spine shivers when the head of her brown. I'm always looking up, never looking down. You're in the shallow end, but I still drown. But apart from that, I'm still wearing a gold crown. And I tell you about one certain Libra. I used to teach maths just like algebra. I could have come and broke a vertebra, but I still respect that certain Libra.
So it would have started about 2006. I've been involved with working with Yes and Mina and going back on a regular basis.
So paint for me a picture about what that involves.
Well, it started off with clearly working in, so like I was a superintendent there in charge of partnership, part of responsibility with schools. So we were working in sense of actually youth engagement, doing some projects with them, going back and giving prizes and generally just getting a closer understanding between the police and the young people and being involved in some of the educational stuff that we were doing.
What kind of educational projects were the police doing?
We're doing a great deal then about gun crime, about safety and about how do we get information to young people not to be part of gangs. Some of the projects we've got in place, we can come out of it. Telling us about issues that you've got in terms of gang violence. And at the time, there was quite a lot with the Peckham Boys and all the postcode activities in 2006. Was a particularly bad year with the murder of young people in London. Out of 17 young people who were killed in London, I think we had 6 in Southwark. So it was very much focused around safety. Don't get involved in gangs. And if you want to come out of it, we're here to speak with you. And obviously working on youth diversion programs to get young people out of gang, giving them alternatives. So we're doing things like Kicks. So Kicks is a football program working with the FA, where you've got young people going into actually football coaching and everything else. We're trying to work on School of Hard Knocks, which is rugby. And again, just getting young people out of that, in addition to the youth club and all the other things that we're doing.
Tell me about the postcode issues a little bit.
Well, it was very much along the lines of some of the gangs in different parts of the borough. So you had Peckham, some of the other gangs in other parts of the borough, where there's Camberwell, you know, at Rotherhithe. And there's this notion that, you know, if a member of a gang was in a different part of the borough, then you shouldn't be there, and you barely got attacked. And so that wasn't unique in that, it was happening in other parts of London. To this day, I never quite understood how it developed and what was a big driver for it. Some people say, well, it's part to do with some of the drug trade. But it was this notion of you don't live in this part of the borough, you don't live in this particular postcode area, and you're trespassing, so we're within our rights to attack you. Just shocking. But like I say, I can't give you an explanation of why it was happening, what was driving it. People talk about protecting your own territory, but I'm not sure what they were protecting it from. It was worth injuring someone at a minimum and killing each other at worst. Listen, yeah, as a professional police officer, I still haven't got my head around why it was happening.
I couldn't stop it. I couldn't stop it. My friend got stabbed, but word, I couldn't stop it. We were sitting in the block, just waiting for Derek. I should have stopped it. I could have stopped it. I could have stopped it. My friend got stabbed.
I should have stopped it. When I grabbed that dirty word, I'm a lead bang. When I grabbed that dirty word, I'm a lead bang. These mad boys, I can't stop it. If he had died,